If anyone doubts the power of high school theater anymore, one need look no further than the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Drama Department bringing the nation to tears, singing Seasons of Love on this week's Tony Award. High school theater has grown up and become so much more than the annual musical in the high school gym. High school theater is tackling serious, edgy dramas, dealing with social issues, performing classics from Shakespeare to Ibsen, and yes, putting on musicals from Oklahoma to Rent. And it's good theater. And it's getting better thanks to the Commonwealth Artists Student Theaters, or CAST. Good evening. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal. My guests are CAST Artistic Director Jason Burgess and the head of the drama department at Walnut Hills High School, Mike Sherman. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, this was originally based at Highlands High School, 2018 marking the first season as a standalone, Jason?
Yes, yes. We started as just a little mom and pop kind of thing over the summer just to kind of give students an outlet. And we realized over 6 years of kind of just having fun with it, that we were getting a lot of involvement from a lot of different high schools. And we were hearing things of what they weren't necessarily getting in other avenues. And from that point, we decided, what if we put this on its own legs and see where it went?
It's a huge step to break away from the Fort Thomas school system. And now you're collaborating with the Carnegie Arts Center as well in Covington?
Yes. Fort Thomas Independent Schools has been absolutely fantastic and a huge support to our system to get us off the ground. But being a part of an educational institution means there are limitations in content and all of those types of things. And when we had a conversation, we said we still want to partner with them. We still want to use Highlands as one of our venues. But we want to be able to branch out and do more complicated pieces, pieces that high schoolers normally couldn't do during the school year because of content, because of casting, because of requirements, whatever. And so it was a tough choice, but we needed to see where it could go. And we're still doing our major musical there, and the Carnegie will be our home for all our other things because we also want to start doing things throughout the school year. Highlands and Fort Thomas Independent Schools, they're in session, and we don't want to hamper their style and all the things that they did. So it's a perfect relationship for the Carnegie to do things during the school year and also to do our play there during the summer.
And CAST is maybe the first organization that is really trying to connect students from all different high schools. Mike Sherman, that's a pretty big river.
It sure is. but the metaphorical distance between is shorter than you would think.
Mike, with Walnut Hills High School, so are you kind of the scout, like letting Cincinnati's high school theater scene know what's going on over there?
You know, I hope so. There's good stuff going on south of the river. And, you know, the years that Jason's been doing this, I've kind of been watching and admiring the selection of shows that he's done, like Les Mis and Ragtime, that have some of that more dramatic weight to them. You know, the summer is not an easy time to do shows like that. Everybody kind of wants lighthearted comedies. So to, you know, show people who maybe want to get a little bit more out of the shows that they see, like there's good stuff going on.
And you're representing like 24 high schools, or you have kids from about 24 high schools involved in your program, which means you're automatically working out of your comfort zone. What's the value in that for young folks?
It's good, I think, to work with students from other high schools. You know, kids are coming into this show with a wide range of experience and opportunity, socioeconomic background. And it's really great for them and to see them, you know, as a teacher, kind of come together and create a piece of art as significant, as powerful as the show that we're working on. You know, that's the other part of this that the audience doesn't see, is the benefit that these kids get out of putting on a show like this.
I'm talking with Mike Sherman, who is based at Walnut Hills High School, and Jason Burgess, the artistic director of CAST. Gentlemen, working together on a two-show season this summer. What's on the docks, Jason?
So on the docks, we start with Oh Beautiful, written by Teresa Rebeck, and that's the show that Mike is directing, and that'll be at the Carnegie. And it opens June 29th and runs 2 weekends at the Carnegie. And then right after Oh Beautiful closes, we will open Shrek the Musical over at Highlands High School on July 13th.
And for anyone who might not know, who is Teresa Rebeck?
She is a local playwright and screenwriter. People that watched NYPD Blue back in the day, she wrote for them. She wrote Smash. And then she has a fantastic array of plays. In fact, we're fortunate enough that we've been talking to her, and she's going to Skype with the cast of one of our rehearsals to kind of just talk about the nuts and bolts of the show, the thematics, the characters. She's really excited that we're doing the show.
So. Has Oh Beautiful been performed around Greater Cincinnati before?
No, it actually is very new. It was only written a couple of years ago. It was a workshop, and its original performance was at the University of Delaware. And Mike was actually the one that brought it to my attention. He went to a conference and he was like, oh, read this play and let me know what you think. And I read it and I was just like, yes, this is the show we have to do. It deals with a lot of serious material, but it's also like there's some lightheartedness to it. But it tackles some subjects that high school students have feelings about, but so often get discounted for having those feelings because they're minors, because they haven't lived enough life. And it really kind of sheds light on some of those issues.
So that leads to my question for you as a director. Of course, when you're in an educational theater situation, you've got to use actors between certain age limits because they are the students. So now that you're into cast in your summer, how do you approach casting 40 or 50-year-old person or maybe someone younger than your high school students? How does that work out for you?
Well, we're still using high school students in all of the roles. Okay. So the casting process in that sense is a little similar. You know, we were lucky to have some students come out that can believably play older, both mm-hmm. just in terms of look and their movement and physicality and things like that. So as a director, you kind of look for those things. And, you know, I think my background, having been in high school theater for the past 10 years, you kind of know how to spot kids that can play older. I certainly did it, you know, throughout high school and college. It was one of the lucky things about going bald at an early age.
The local theater scene, really, I mean, it's huge for young actors. There's so many opportunities now, not just in their schools, but in community theaters and all of the films that are being made in this part of the world. Where do you find your talent?
We had auditions back in March. We just kind of put flyers out, and we had students, a lot of students from the Northern Kentucky area, decent amount of students from the Cincinnati area came in and could audition for one show or the other show or mm-hmm. both shows. And I think we had a really good turnout. And it was great to see students that, you know, I'd seen in Jason's program through Cappies or, you know, students that go to schools that, you know, I've never seen their work. And so that was really exciting and refreshing to see. And I think we put together a great ensemble, and they've been really, really great to work with.
Now, your program is primarily in the summers. Are you eligible for Cappies?
No, we are not eligible for Cappies. In fact, I don't ever would want that. To me, it's about bringing everyone together. I love Cappies. Cappies is fantastic, but there is that competitive kind of nature, which I think is also important. But CAS is all about networking. It's all about people bringing their strengths and learning from their weaknesses. And the plan is throughout the next couple of years to incorporate more things throughout the school year, add workshops to get kids ready for college auditions, portfolios for technical theater, and create more opportunities for them on the professional and semi-professional circuit where they might be lacking teen education because it's a tough nut to crack. And so our plan is to kind of be that hammer to crack it.
The Commonwealth Artist Student Theaters, or CAST, exists to provide opportunities for young theater artists in the Northern Kentucky and Cincinnati area to develop their skills in performance and production beyond the school year and beyond the school population to learn from each other and begin networking. This summer, their sixth season, they'll present two shows, Oh Beautiful at the Carnegie. And Mike, you're directing that?
Yes.
What are the dates on Oh Beautiful?
That runs June 29th through July 8th.
And then the big musical, Shrek. Jason, you're directing that?
Yes, it is July 13th through July 22nd.
My guests have been Jason Burgess, cast artistic director, and Mike Sherman, director of Oh Beautiful. And during the school year, you can find him in the halls of the drama department at Walnut Hills High School. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.